with pieces of string. What's in it? A 410-page manuscript. I keep running. I look around. So this is what Soho's become. Neat and clean and very rich. Give the people what they want. And what they want is Soho as a tourist attraction. High-tech gyms and upscale restaurants. Not much else. The cool buy-in bulk underwear shops and electronics stores selling 1950s lighting fixtures have all disappeared. Today you can buy a $500 dinner of porcini mushroom foam with frozen nettle creme brulee, but you can't buy a pair of jockey shorts or a Phillips head screwdriver or a quart of skim milk. I stop for a moment in front of a restaurant. The sign says, Porc et flageolet. The translation is high school easy. Pork and beans. Adorable. Just then, I hear a woman's voice behind me.
That's gotta be him. That's the guy. Jacob Brandeis.
I turn around. The woman is old Soho. Black tights, tattoos, Native American silver jewelry. 80 years old, at least. Her tats have wrinkles. She must have lived in Soho since the Dutch settled New York.
I'm going to call the police, she says.
She's not afraid of me. Her equally hip, but much younger male friend says,
Let's not. Who the hell wants to get involved?
They deliberately cross the street, and I hear the woman speak.
I have to say, he is really handsome.
That comment doesn't surprise me. Women like me a lot. Okay, that's obnoxious and arrogant, but it's true. The old gal should have seen me a few years ago. I had long, dirty blonde hair, and as a girl in college once told me, I was a hunky nerd. I was. Until all this shit happened to me and wore me out, brought me down, and... The old lady and younger man are now across the street. I shout to them.
You don't have to call the cops, lady. I'm sure they know I'm here.
As if to prove this fact to myself, I look up and see a camera-packed drone hovering above me, recording my every step. How could I have forgotten? Drones zoom through the sky, in pairs, in groups, alone. Tiny cameras dot the corners of every building. In this New York, a person is never really alone. I stumble along for another block. Then I stop at a classic Soho cast iron building. It's home to Writer's Place, the last major publisher left in New York. Hell, it's the last major publisher in all of America. I clutch the box that holds the manuscript. Dirt streaks my face. My back and armpits are soaked. You know you smell like hell when you can smell your own sweat. I'm about to push my way through the revolving door when I pause. I feel like I could cry, but instead, I extend the middle finger of my right hand and flip it at the drone. 2. Anne Gutman, editor-in-chief and publisher of Writer's Place, greets me with her usual warmth.
You look like shit, she says.
Thank you, I say. Now let's get the hell out of your office and go someplace where we can't be watched.
Where'd you have in mind, Jacob? Jupiter? Or Mars?
Christ, I can't stand it, I say. They watch me 24/7. She nods, but I'm not sure she agrees with me. I'm not even sure she cares. I lean forward and hand her the box.
What's this?
She says.
A gift?
It's the manuscript. It's 2020, I yell. Why am I yelling? Anne tosses her head back and laughs.
I can't remember the last time I received a hard copy manuscript, she says.
Then I look at her intently. I lower my voice. Look, Anne, this book is incredible. This is corporate reporting like it's never been written before.
You know my concern, Jacob, she says.
Yeah, I know. You don't think the store is worth writing about. You don't truly think it's morally bankrupt.
That's not it. I think it may very well be morally bankrupt, but I can make a list of 40 companies that are just as bad. I don't think the store is inherently evil. It's a creative monopoly.
Read my book. Read 2020. Then decide.
I will.
Tonight? I ask.
Yes, tonight. Immediately.
Immediately. Wow, that's fast. Anne smiles at my minuscule joke. I try to remain calm. I'm sure if she reads the book, she's going to be blown away.